Dr. Samuel Ray Digney, Klingner from Mr. John Harris, license law H-A-R-R-I-S, personal law J-O-H and John, J-O-H and John. Today's date is 12/21/2012. Patients are 81-year-old Afro-American male, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of 01. Chronic renal insufficiency, number 2, COPD, number 3, chronic venous insufficiency, number 4, pleural edema, number 5, aortic abdominal aneurysm, number 6, bilateral lower extremity wounds, healing, number 7, preoxysmal fib, on amiodarone, number 8, thyroid nodule, number 9, bilateral hand osteoarthritis, history of hand injury on the right hand, did a lot of manual labor requiring his hands, number 10, bilateral hand numbness, number 11, carotid plaque disease, number 12, venous insufficiency of the lower extremities. Patient's 87-year-old black male, comes to the clinic in no kidney stress. Patient recently discharged from the hospital after being treated for congestive heart failure, EF of 25 to 30%. Patient was seen by Dr. Greg Sampanero, S-A-M-P-A-G-N-A-R-O. Patient was given LASIK to be discharged. He was discharged with, I believe, 40 of LASIK a day. Patient had acute on chronic systolic heart failure. Patient had non-healing ulcers of the lower extremities, right and left. The wounds are healed now, period. Patient with paroxysmal fib, now on amiodarone. He seems to be in normal sinus rhythm. We'll check an EKG. Patient with chronic renal insufficiency, he used to avoid nephrotoxic drugs, no NSAIDs. Patient has COPD, is a former heavy smoker, still occasionally smokes, denies any cough, sputum production, dyspneic exertion, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND. Patient has nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, shortness of breath. Frequency of dysuria, malamachesia, constipation, no sore throat, itch, runny nose, no focal motor sepsis, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. Patient is following his low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. Patient is tolerating pill intake. He still has some left hip pain due to hip arthritis. Patient has seen the orthopedic doctors without much relief. He seems to be doing better. He seems to be ambulating better. His pleural edema is resolved. That has been a significant problem for him, period. Patients continue his LASIK 40 mg Q day. He continues to use Meprazole. His indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping is stable. He continues his breathing treatments for his COPD. He continues Metoprolol ER 25 mg Q day. His blood pressure is low. I would still try to avoid Coreg, an ACE inhibitor. If his blood pressure ever gets higher, we will try giving him an ACE inhibitor. Patient is to continue following a low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. He's to increase his exercise as much as possible. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Addicted Complicated Clinic. Note from Mr. John H. Harris, end of dictation.